Allison's Birthday Adventure. Lying in my bed asleep, I was awakened by Simon's soft touches. "Happy birthday, Allison," he tells me in my ear. Opening my eyes, I sat up in the bed. "Thank you, Simon." After giving my boyfriend a kiss, he informs me to wear something naked for my present. "Okay, do you mean semi-nude or innocent?" I ask him jokingly for clarification before getting into the shower. When I got out, Simon was nowhere to be found. He had left a note with instructions to bring my sexy ass into the living room. 10 minutes later, I walked into the room to see some rose petals on a desk surrounding a necklace. Thinking back to last year, Simon had brought me a cute necklace with our names engraved on it. Although I am appreciative, I was hoping for something different. Sitting on the couch and bored, I was anxious to see what else he has in store for me. Hopefully, it will be something that I would never forget. The moment I thought about those words, Simon comes in with a guest. "Hey, beautiful, this is Thomas," my boyfriend said while pointing to the man in a white t-shirt. "Hi, Thomas," I said with a smile, wondering what Simon had up his sleeve. "You look lovely," the man told me. Simon leans down to give me a passionate kiss, and then he whispers, "Thomas is your gift." My pussy felt like it was about to jump out of my panties when he told me that. "Are you serious?" I ask him with wet lips, waiting for an answer. "Why don't you show off your sweet bod?" Simon suggests. Taking his advice, I stood up and walked over to the desk. Leaning on it, my hands tug on the spaghetti straps of the cute white camisole that I was wearing. Showing off my perky tits, I look like a slutty Barbie with two blonde plaits and a pair of lacy white panties. The men sit down beside each other, watching as I open my legs wide to play with my pussy, fingers slipping in and out of my shaved vagina, had the men salivating. Giving off muffled moans, I closed my eyes and diddled the hot box. My juices begin to flow out through the vagina walls, causing me to breathe deeply. Stopping myself before coming to a climax, I stood up and opened my eyes. The men were rubbing on their dicks, which were becoming very hard, through their pants. Seeing those stiff cocks had me pulling down my panties. "Oh, yeah. Show us your fucking cunt," Thomas said. Turning our flirty play into a photo shoot, the men pull out their camera phones and start snapping pics. "Give it to me, you bad girl," Simon yells out. Bending over, I look at my boyfriend and company while sticking a finger in my pussy. "You like what you see?" Teasingly, I ask the gentlemen as they nod their heads yes. Twirling around and moving my hips from side to side, little old me spanks both of my ass cheeks. Then I rush over to throw on a pair of camouflage pants as if I was wrapping up my goodies. Honestly, I just didn't want to make it that easy for them to devour my vagina. Strutting around, I reach out to the two guys, grabbing and touching them. Ending up in a nearby chair, I wave the men over. They stood on each side, and without a second thought, I pulled out their big dicks. Stroking them simultaneously, I could feel their penises getting harder in my hands. "This is definitely going to be a fun time," I commented. My lips start to move towards Simon's cock, forcing my tongue to immediately stick out. "Suck my dick just like that," he said, as his hand was grabbing the back of my head. I consider myself to be a true cock sucker, especially since I was bouncing from one hard pole to the other. Thomas stuffs my throat so good that my gag reflex was null and void. Using my mouth like a warm and gushy hole, the men had a sexual field day. In fact, I'll admit, feeling their cocks choking me made my pussy melt. Simon reaches over and pinches my nipples. "Ooh, I want to release on your tongue." The three of us moved over to the couch and my lover sat down so he could thrust in between my jaws. Kneeling next to Simon, I take in his meaty cock, while Thomas pulls down my clothes and spreads open my vagina lips. Sticking his thumb inside of my tiny box, the man in the white shirt caused a stream of cum to drip. "You are a ripe little thing, aren't you?" My mouth opens wide, and I stop sucking on Simon's dick to moan from the finger-fucking. "Oh, yes, stick it all the way inside of me," I beg the man. "Oh, Allison," Simon utters, with his eyes closed, as I snack on his balls. Unexpectedly, Thomas bites on my ass, and then he sticks his tongue in that wet muff. "You taste too good," the handsome present tells me, gyrating my pelvis on his pink tongue. "Ooh, yes, lick it, Thomas." He swallows me up like syrup over French toast. That man definitely knows what he is doing when it comes to opening up my hot box. I could feel Thomas's tongue going in and out of my ass. Both of us were enjoying being oral givers in the moment. After filling up on all of my goodness, the gift known as Thomas popped my anus with his big cock.
"Oh, fuck, give it to me in my ass," I demanded.
While my backhoe was being rammed, Simon was taking care of the front. "You are not through, slut. Keep sucking my dick." I love it when Simon treats me like a dirty whore. Just yesterday, we were talking about having a threesome, and now here we are. "Oh, yes." My screams could not be contained. Thomas's foot landed between Simon's leg as he pounded away inside of me. I tried to keep up with licking on my boyfriend's cock, but the moans were getting in the way.
"Yes, yes."
He paints my anal walls with his creamy semen, fucking it inside until my pussy starts to throb. Thomas pulls out, nearly causing me to lean sideways.
"Oh, hold on, baby," Simon said as he grabs me under my arms.
Pulling me closer to him, he kisses my lips.
"I want some of that pussy."
My man's lips felt so soft and I was instantly mesmerized. I sit on him backwards with no pants and panties on as my juicy pussy slides down his pole.
"Bounce on my dick, you fucking slut."
"Yes, Simon. Your cock feels... ah."
He massages my wet box with his meaty wood by thrusting upwards to where I couldn't even talk. Then again, who the fuck is trying to carry on a conversation while getting pounded anyway? As my mouth was left open, Thomas stands up next to me and makes me eat his dick.
Stuff it down my throat.
Leaning back on my lover, Thomas stands over my face and continues to fuck my mouth. He grabs my head, humping back and forth, slapping my face a little. "You like that, don't you, bitch?" Muffling my answer,
"Yes, I like it."
Simon lifts my thighs up and pumps his hard bone in my pussy, dropping a cock out of my mouth.
"Oh, fuck,"
I yell as Simon pushes his dick fast inside of me. Then he pulls it out and fucks my stretched-out asshole.
"Yes, yes, don't stop."
Thomas licks his lips, enjoying the view as he stands and strokes his cock. He reaches over and squeezes my neck while leaning down to kiss me.
"Bad girl," Thomas said as he sticks his tongue down my throat.
He gets off of the couch and watches Simon fuck my asshole, dumping his cum into my anal cavity.
"Ah, yeah,"
Simon moans as he gently moves me off of him. Seconds later, the men look at each other and nod prior to my boyfriend lying back on the couch.
"Get your ass over here," he tells me.
I was happy to hop back on him, face forward this time. As Simon squeezes my tits, I closed my eyes, being turned on by the thought of Thomas watching us. However, when the gift came over and started to fuck my ass, it felt like desire and pleasure were having a baby. I often imagined what two cocks inside of me would feel like. My moans were so loud from all of the stimulation
that I'm sure I busted a few eardrums. Simon starts to lick my neck. "Happy birthday, love," he tells me. The three of us were in sync with each other, moving at a steady pace. Thomas kisses me on my back while Simon smooches on the front. I could feel myself going to the moon from all of the sexual intoxication, not wanting to come down or them to stop.
"Please, keep fucking,"
I beg, as if it was the last time. The guys were so inspired by my plea that they decided to give it to me from another position. Once again, I sat on Simon to anal ride him in a reverse cowgirl. Thomas strokes his big cock and leans over in front of us so he could lick on my clit.
"Oh, yes."
My yells were bursting out of me every 5 minutes. "Thomas, shut this slut up," Simon said. The man did just that by stuffing my throat with his meaty cock, still talking with a full mouth. All types of groans and grunting noises were coming out of me. I was so hot that Thomas pulls out of one hole and proceeds to pounding my pussy.
"Yeah, you fucking dirty bitch, take that cock,"
Thomas aggressively yells. "That's my little whore," Simon confesses. It was pure humfest, and I was the pie on the menu, loving every bit of their pummeling. When Thomas pulls out, Simon lifts me up off of him, and I lie down on the couch. My boyfriend was kneeling over my head, slapping me in the face with his cock. The gift was down on the other end, wrecking my pussy.
"Ooh, I like seeing you get fucked,"
Simon admits. The constant moaning forced me to open my mouth, and that quick tongue took off for Simon's balls without me initiating it.
"Fuck, suck my balls, bitch," my lover orders me.
I licked on them like two sweet tangerines and then reached up to gobble on his banana. Almost as if they timed it, the men pulled out of my holes and showered my body with their warm, creamy fluids.